I speak to you in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
They come wearing large masks, oversized masks, big, giant heads. The big heads of Oxfam have become a feature of G8 gatherings. When Huntsville hosted the G8 in 2010, the demonstrators came not only with their large mask, the size of a bobblehead, but they came wearing flesh-toned suits so that they appeared to be naked. They also wore suits that gave them the shape of pregnant women. It was to draw attention to the issue of child and maternal health. But the big heads come to all the G8 gatherings. It's a form of satire to poke fun at those in power, to draw attention to those with the most power and the most wealth, and the difference that lies between them and the most vulnerable around the world. Another feature of G20 conventions and G8 conventions too are the armed guards, the SWAT teams that gather in wait should anything break out among the protesters and the demonstrators. Perhaps you remember that footage from 2010 when they were here in Toronto, in SWAT gear with helmets and shields, and they were armed and they stood ready. A similar drama unfolds in the city of Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. Scholars, notably Marcus Borg and John Dominic Crossan, in their book, The Last Week, note that there were two parades that first Palm Sunday. The real parade happened on the west side of the city. Pontius Pilate was making his annual trip up from Caesarea by the Sea, a much more temperate location, and he was making his way up to Jerusalem, surrounded by the imperial guard and riding on a war horse. They approached the city at the western gate, and I imagine that this was quite a picture, and it would draw crowds across Jerusalem, and it would probably draw crowds because it happened every year, that soldiers would approach, and you'd see that glint of sunlight off of their armor. You'd hear the clink of metal as they approached. I imagine a huge cloud of dust would form as soldiers and horses made their way to the city gates. The crowds would gather and they'd shout out, but probably most notable would be the sound, the unrelenting thud of soldiers marching in unison and the hooves of war horses. Another smaller, more modest parade was happening on the east side of Jerusalem. Jesus approached, and with a ragtag group of disciples and a few children and some other people they might have collected on the way, they grabbed a donkey. Jesus climbed on, and they made their march into the city, the crowd shouting, perhaps, "Hosanna in the highest," and waving palm branches. Jesus's procession was also satire. It was a way of mocking and poking fun at the more well-known parade on the other side of town, and drawing, too, a distinction between empires, the kingdoms of this world, and the kingdom of God. The parade, Pilate's parade, also suggested Roman theology, that the emperor was himself the Son of God. And so the crowds might have greeted him as such, as Lord, Savior, Son of God. And so when the crowds greet Jesus in the same way, it's also mocking, it's also satire, and yet it speaks deep truth. As we enter into this week, we engage in this clash of empire, clash of power, how the kingdom of this world interacts with God's kingdom. It's tempting this week to walk from the triumph of Palm Sunday to the triumph of Easter Day. And yet the parade continues through the week. And perhaps more appropriately, we lay down today our symbols of triumph, our symbols of power. They are laid down. And this week begins in the shadow of death, that as we walk this week, we confront some of the darkest and most challenging aspects of human nature. We live this week in tension between that conflict of the powers of this world and the kingdom of God. As the parade continues this week, we confront denial, betrayal, we confront abandonment, fear, and pain. This week begins in the shadow of death, and as we march closer and closer to Friday, we push into the darkness of death itself and push past the boundaries of death into the triumph of Sunday, into light and new life. I invite you to join the parade this week. I invite you to walk through the entire week, confronting the most challenging aspects of human nature, confronting the darkness that lives within us, pushing past the boundaries of death and onward into light and new life. I invite you to walk this parade. I invite you to come.